You write in your book, like it or not, global warming is the defining issue of the 21st century. But you also note there's a fair amount of what you call cynical obfuscation of the science on global warming. If the overwhelming amount of science supports the fact that climate change is happening and burning fossil fuels is contributing to that change, why is skepticism among the American public growing?
Well, I think if you need to look at how much money is being spent by the fossil fuel industry, the oil and coal industry, to confuse the American public on this issue. And they have done a masterful job, as we've seen, in creating doubt, sending signals of confusion.
Most scientists tell me the effects of global warming are happening faster than first predicted. But those effects are often lost on the general public. Your group, the National Wildlife Federation, represents hunters, fishers, bird watchers, people who are out in nature. Are they noticing changes?
They are, and they are helping us to communicate to Congress and helping us to get the word out about what's taking place. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans today spend 7 hours or more in front of a computer screen or a TV screen or in some other way disconnected from nature. The average child, for example, spends some 7 minutes a day in nature. So we as a society are losing connection with nature, but those who are in nature each and every day are seeing that the changes take place because they've watched it over their lifetime.
Your book not only makes the case that the world of nature as we know it is worth saving, but you note some things that everyday folks can do. You can protect natural areas near you, talk back to news media, push the politicians, get your hands dirty, literally, by organic gardening at home. But I get the impression most of us are looking to someone else to solve this global problem. I mean, after all, the Earth is just too darn big for any one of us to make much of a difference.
Well, that's a very important question because in America, we assume that our government's going to solve our problems. But really what we need to do as Americans, we need to give voice to these problems and demand that we see action. I think we need to step up and tell our lawmakers what we believe, what we want to see done.
Now, you spent some time in the halls of Congress. We saw the House pass climate change legislation last year. The Senate has kind of scrapped that whole thing, and now Senators Kerry Lieberman and Graham are working on a new plan. When do you think we might actually have some policy put into law that will help us deal with this climate change situation?
Well, let me first say that the three senators working on this bill are doing the type of legislating that we need because they're working together. It's a tripartisan bill. These lawmakers.
All right. Kerry's a Democrat, Lieberman an independent, and
yep.
Graham is a Republican.
Republican. So we have all three working together. And I particularly give – I want to acknowledge Lindsey Graham. He has bucked his own party saying we need a new energy policy in America. We need to wean ourselves from dependence on foreign oils. Very powerful things, and I think it's very influential in the way it's playing out here.
Larry Schweiger is the president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation and the author of the book Last Chance, Preserving Life on Earth. Thanks very much.
Thank you.